Well, welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and just so glad to have you joining with us. I hope this week has been really helpful for you as you've looked back and really contemplated on the significance of Holy Week. As we can, the events of Easter can just feel like they come on us so fast and then they're gone. And I've just so appreciated this week to really go back and reflect upon the significance of what Jesus had done throughout the week leading up to the significant events in human history that the Son of God would die on a cross, taking all of our sin upon himself, taking that upon him so that we could be forgiven. That the price would be paid. And then 3 days later, right, he came back to life, which is what we celebrated at Easter, that he has conquered sin, he has conquered death, and he is really the first fruits of that resurrection body that we so eagerly long for and await. And so as we look back today, really thinking about the completion of the finished work of Christ, that really kind of in essence going back to how God on the seventh day of creation he rested. God did not work, did not do anything on the seventh day, but rather he rested. He really instituted the Sabbath, right? That we would enjoy that he enjoyed all that he had made and all that he had done. And really this idea that we look back and see that the seventh day of Holy Week was a day of atonement, right? A day that God had rested because the finished work of Christ paying and atoning for our sins was done. You see, I don't know about you, but I'm not always the best at finishing things. My wife can very much attest to that. If you walked into our bedroom right now, it is still covered with primer because we have yet to finish painting our bedroom since moving into our home a few months ago. And so, and if it would be up to me, it may end up like that for a few more weeks. But I just have a hard time finishing things. And I am so grateful that God has no issues finishing what he starts, right? That God started this plan to rescue and redeem humanity before even creation was made. That God had determined ahead of time that he would rescue and save you from your sin. And that Easter, we get to look back and celebrate what he has done. And while that event happens thousands of years ago, and while we celebrated Easter almost a week ago, the effects and reality of Easter are just as true today as they were last week, as they were last year, as they were 1,000, as they were 2,000 years ago. And so we can continue to rest and enjoy what Jesus has done. And really, as we think about Sabbath, is really this kind of the beginning, right? That we rest so that we could step into what God has in front of us. And so as we're wrapping up this Lenten season, as we've concluded kind of our series preparing for Easter and then celebrating Easter and looking back upon Easter, I want to take a moment and pray for you, but here's what I would love for you to consider and think about is potentially as Sabbath is the beginning of something new, a new week and new things ahead of us, perhaps maybe going through this season, what's new in front of you? Like what maybe has God been stirring in your heart that you want to step into? Perhaps there's someone in your life that you have been praying for them, that they would have a relationship with Jesus or they would trust in Christ, and you have been pursuing them. And perhaps now you have feel this nudge to invest in that even more so, to maybe even take the boldness to not just invite them to church, which maybe you have done or you haven't done, but maybe for you to even share the gospel with them. To invite them for coffee or for lunch, over to your house for a meal, and just to take an opportunity to share the good news with them. Perhaps maybe you haven't stepped into a life group here at LifePoint, and maybe you get a sense that, hey, this next term, I want to plug in. I want to get connected to community. Maybe you're not serving on a life team and you say, hey, I want to step in. I want to begin to contribute in some really big way. I feel like God has been stirring some things in me, and now I want to impact other people with that. And so I don't know what the Lord maybe has prompting you to step into and do. Maybe it's to take a step of faith to get baptized. Maybe you feel the Lord prompting your heart to go on a mission trip this year. to go and step out into some uncomfortable things, because you know that he is with you and that he is calling you to bigger and greater things, that he is not finished with you yet. So while the work of salvation is done, I know and you know that God isn't finished with us yet, that he still has more to do and accomplish in us and through us. And so what is God calling you into, perhaps this week or for the rest of this year? And let's seek the Lord together, that he would continue to do more things in us and through us to help accomplish and to help spread this good news that Christ has risen, that Jesus is alive, that he has conquered the grave, he has defeated our sin, and we get to live and we get to share that beautiful message with anyone who would listen as we help take the gospel to the ends of the earth for our good and ultimately for his glory. So let me pray for us, and then I want to give you a few moments to pray to the Lord as well. Well, Heavenly Father, just thank you. Thank you for your plan of salvation. God, that before the foundations of the world were made, you had already determined and known, Lord, what you were going to do to save us. And God, even maybe someone is listening to this, and maybe they've gotten through Easter, and maybe they've gone through some of these, but Lord, maybe they yet have not surrendered their life to you. And God, right now is maybe the moment when they need to trust you for the first time, to surrender their life to you, or even, God, to recommit their faith to you. And so, God, but whatever it may be, I pray, Lord, that whatever is something new that you perhaps are calling us to step into, God, that we would have the courage to trust you, the boldness, God, to step out in faith, believing, God, that you have called us and that you will equip us with whatever it may be. But Lord, I do pray, God, that we would continue to expect great things from you, God, as we seek to serve you in meaningful ways. God, thank you for completing the work, God, that we could not do for ourselves, to atone for our sins, to pay for our sins, to restore our relationship back to you. Thank you, God, for finishing that work, and for Jesus, those beautiful words on the cross, "It is finished," that we can rest in and that we could stake our lives upon. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, why don't you take a few moments and why don't you pray?